Yeah. Second parak of Mikvah Seif Mishnah. Asayid Sheshachar Otzis Mevah. A person who had a plaster's walls, and he had this bucket that he would bring this plaster with him, lime mixture. Lamaisa, he forgot this in a place that gathers water, and with the time, this malamayim water did gather in that area. If the level of the water went high enough that now this jug is completely submerged in the water, they could break it because that's not considered drawn water, because it connected to all the water that's around them. Drawn means it was taken out of the body of water. Here it's underneath, it's within the body of water. Rabbi Lezer says if the water level is not above it, so the water collected in it is considered water that was shov, and therefore you cannot break it open. And according to the Rav, that you need hamshacha here, you don't have hamshacha because it's not outside the mikvah, it's in the mikvah. According to the other opinion over here, since there's more of an interest or less of a disinterest of it filling up with water, it's more sensitive, and therefore you cannot break it. According to the second pshat, that is a problem of not mamash she'iva, but it's something that has tvisas yad adam. Over here, he can't be shayfer, according to Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer said in the previous mishnah that if there wasn't water in the mikvah beforehand, he can't break the jug and have this water poured into it. Rabbi Shua ben kach ben kach yishover. Rabbi Shua says either way you go, yishover, he can break it, because that's his opinion in the previous mishnah, that since it wasn't actually drawn, it's enough to break it and it'll be all right. Okay.